Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome into a Thursday edition of the firm of Harris and Meringue. That is Danny to my left. My name is Patrick.
I had somebody monkey call me at the Blazers game last night.
Really?
It was pretty cool.
Dude, I don't know if monkey calls in the wild is a good idea.
I mean, it was pretty
good. I think that could be construed a lot of really poor ways.
I got it immediately. Oh, there you go. The volume again. Yep. There you go. There you go. We're going to get that?
Sorry about that. We're good now?
Sorry, I didn't know what that was. I thought
it was
me.
It's this computer.
Oh.
Sprague turns the volume on, and I always forget to check it, and then it like plays me because I have the YouTube up. It's me
it's a 10-second delay. It's a daily occurrence.
Jason Swigard, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Hi.
Pulling double duty today.
Triple duty, actually.
Triple duty. Oof. 3 hours of Pilots talk today. Is that what we should do? I'm down. We love college basketball
here. I don't think we're there yet. Well, maybe if you combine, yes, they both got, both the men and women got nice, got to ease into the hot tub that is the college basketball season against Willamette.
Hour and a half each.
There you go.
Equal like representation.
But the men have Arkansas Pine Bluff tonight.
Ooh. The old Pine Bluffs.
The APB.
The APB. Like, I kind of like how you did that there.
Yeah, not too bad.
I'm sure they know that. Yeah. I'm sure they call themselves the APB.
I mean,
it's Golden there. Lions out of the SWAC will play their first 11 games on the road to take all the paychecks. They opened up at the Huskies on Monday or Tuesday.
So they're doing a West Coast swing, huh?
And then after us, they go to Loyola Marymount and then start working their way back
that
to
is
Arkansas.
Some crack research right there.
Wow. It'd be great if they were doing it by bus. Just like
they need the money so bad, they're on the bus.
Just minor league baseballing it, bad news bearing it. I mean, APB is, I mean, they've made some tournaments as a
Yeah, out of the SWAC. They've won the SWAC.
Yeah.
Not the last couple of years.
No, but like the number of times they've popped up on like that 16 seed on your bracket is not infrequent.
Boo. I looked up an APB sweatshirt for them, and they all say UAPB.
Yes.
Lame.
Womp, womp, womp.
Missed opportunity.
I think that's the officially licensed gear.
Yeah. Oh, and we got some students making some black
now,
market
if,
stuff.
Yeah, if you're
you
on
the home
campus,
field apparel,
or maybe you're maybe it's more their opponents, like Arkansas Little Rock.
There you go.
Might have the
use it as a negative.
The unofficial
stuff. Because I looked at it as a positive. I thought APB would be a positive, but if your rival
bulletin is usually we looking for somebody.
Yeah,
I know. Like they are. Like we are looking
that's
for someone
mean.
To whoop that ass.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking. But no, they're just like you guys are criminals and we hate you.
No,
I did not think of it that way.
I just had an email on the community notes, kind of a deal of Hey, just so everybody was aware, when you saw those cops in Sherwood the other night, it was a high-speed chase. Apparently, they deployed the spike strips twice for this guy.
Oh.
Escaped a correctional institute from Chehalis, Washington.
I know where that correctional facility is.
Drive right by that.
On I-5. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So, apparently, he escaped that. The list of charges that this dude had at the end of this. So, it was the warrant for the escape.
He got quite a bit south pretty quickly.
Yeah, he stole a car in Tualatin. And the guy.
Well, how'd he get to Tualatin?
Well, that's a fair point. But
that's a deep drive from Chehalis to Tualatin.
Yeah. So,
well, depending on how fast you're going.
I mean, right. Probably
hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah.
But should be like 3.5.
But dude apparently stole the car like in front of the guy whose car it was. And the other guy who had somebody else with him and was following behind the stolen car called the cops. And they ran this guy through spike strips on, Sunset in Sherwood and then Meineke in Sherwood.
Okay.
And they ended up, like, sideswiping in the Tualatin-Sherwood 99 intersection and hit a bunch of other people. But the list of charges was, like, obviously escaping the Correctional Institute. He was there for, I think he got arrested for, like, a felony theft or something like that. And then he had evasion, endangerment, reckless driving.
But if you escaped an institution and jail, I don't think you care about those charges.
Well, he clearly did not want to go back.
Not at that point.
Yeah. But I saw the update. I guess it was last night or the night before. It was, you know, Sherwood police. Cause I'm in the region and sends these things out of like, hey.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what is this?
You were on the Twitters 99.9% of the time more than I am.
Yes.
How many times are you community noted?
I've never been community noted.
Never been community noted? I want to meet somebody that was community noted. I want to know what that feels like. When they're like, actually, you're wrong. These are the real facts.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I tweet out is just data.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, you know, the United States government tweets out data all the time that gets community noted.
Sure. But mine is just... Like the raw data.
Yeah, I suppose opinions can't be like community noted either, right?
I mean, I guess they could.
If I say I think Dante Moore's going to throw a pick, that can't be community noted.
No, they'd call you dumb.
Call me very dumb.
But, you know.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
It happens.
Yeah.
But, I thought that was nuts, you know. It's been a weird morning with that and the... Spolstra's house fire.
Man, how does your house catch on fire?
I mean, I don't know, but like
the story said it had been undergoing renovations.
Ooh.
So who knows what equipment was there, what was going on.
And somebody's getting fired?
Yeah.
So it sounds like he came home to it because they flew home after their game last night.
Yeah, because they're coming home because the Blazers are literally leaving tomorrow
Saturday.
To go play them. Yeah, the Blazers, I'm sure, are going to go ahead and get out of town a little early to go to Miami for the weekend.
Dude, somebody
you hand the Thunder their first loss, you deserve a little beach time.
Somebody at that construction company just cost his company like...
Millions of dollars.
$17 million.
You hope their insurance policies are paid up.
I'm sure they are. If you're doing Spo's house, I'm sure your insurance policies are up to date.
You're bonded pretty well.
And if they're not, you're going to owe more money because you're going to get sued. As my 9-year-old says, I'm going to sue you.
But what's crazy is the Miami-Dade Fire Department has, like, released video of the damage, like the walkthrough. And I'm like, should that be out there? Like, should everybody be able to see Spo's house?
There's not much left.
I know, but like,
I always wanted to see inside Spo's house. I didn't need to go to this length to do it.
Like, I don't want that out there. Hey, here's my life burned to a crisp. I mean, that kind of sucks, doesn't it? I don't know, maybe it's me. I'm not usually one to get bothered by this kind of thing, but I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe we don't need that out there.
This will always live in infamy in Portland Trailblazer fandom love on the YouTubes. I'm sure somehow that fire was the fault of the Blazers not trading Damian Lillard to the Heat for Tyler Hero and some garbage.
Yeah.
Dude, I lurk around in Reddit a lot, dude, and there are still people that are salty about that.
Dude, the number of people I had to block from Miami, including media members, was staggering. The number of people who told me to go kill myself.
Dude, that's an unbelievable situation. I can't believe that's what they got so mad about.
And if you don't think that I enjoy that I was right all along, you're out of your freaking mind.
Well, and if you look and see like how the experiment went with Giannis, you know, like things didn't go well, not to their expectations in Milwaukee. No. I mean, they made the playoffs and stuff, but either Dame would get hurt or Giannis will get hurt, and it was a tough situation. If I'm a Heat fan, I might be like, thanks for not trading Damian Lillard. Because I don't think their team was, well, they had Jimmy Butler at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jimmy and Dame would be dope.
Yeah.
That's and, when I was dreaming. That's when I was dreaming about having Jimmy Butler on the Blazers.
And there was a time that Jimmy Butler could have been a Trailblazer.
He should have been.
Yeah, well, talk to Neil Olshey.
I'm going to pass on that.
It was on the table.
I don't know what I would say to Neil Olshey.
It was on the table.
Okay, like, you know what you would say to Neil Olshey.
Oh, yeah.
I as someone who met
I'd offer him water.
Yeah. As a man who met the man once, they were doing a preseason get together at this place I worked at in Lake Oswego. And he told us that it was a closed door and nobody could go in. So naturally, it was an event space that was also a movie theater. So naturally, I went into the booth so I could hear what was going on. Now, nothing was going on. It was like Stotts talking about, it was like the beginning of the season, you know, we're going to work real hard and we're going to compete every night and sherber, derber, derber, derber. But that's the only time I ever met Neil Olshey. So I have no idea what I would say to him. I would probably say hello, shake his hand. And I would probably ask him what he's up to these days. Does anybody know what he's up to these
days?
He's
a consultant for the 76ers.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I've run into him.
VJ Edgecombe? Has he got a VJ jersey?
Yeah, probably.
Should.
Mm. I wonder if he drove two hours in the snow to go scout him like he did CJ.
Is VJ Edgecombe too tall to be a guard drafted by Neil Olshey?
He is slightly taller than both Dame and CJ. But he did draft Will Barton, and Will was kind of a combo guard forward.
How tall is Olshey?
Neil's probably 6'2", 6'3".
Does he just want to be able to see eye to eye?
He's tall. Yeah, he's tall.
Like I said, you guys get to a certain height, and y'all just taller than me.
I haven't been around him in a while, but he's taller than me, but I'm a whopping 5'10", so.
I always thought I looked him dead in the eye.
How tall are you?
I am an even 6 feet.
Okay.
See, he wanted guards that he could look in the eye.
He did have tall hair, though, too.
Well, yeah.
The tall hair maybe.
The silver fox?
Yeah. Look, I mean, you can't take... He's a soap opera guy. Like, he's a good-looking guy. Come on.
He's good-looking.
You got to give him that.
Although, when he's uncomfortable, he looks really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No,
like, the little water bottle sip thing and with his eyes, like, kind of...
The side profile photo, that is a...
That's a rough look,
yeah,
brother.
That's rough tough look out there. But, yeah.
I'm sure he's listening to this award-winning program right now.
I'm sure he's not. 100% certain that he is not. He knows how I feel about him.
Oakley dokley. Well, we do got a show for you today. The firm of Harris and Morang. There's a lot to get to. We'll have 10 toes down at 12:15. We do that every single Thursday. You can send in your thoughts, questions, concerns about your life, about sports, something that you need an unequivocal answer for. No halfsies. We have to be 100% firm on this with 2 feet on the ground, all 10 toes, choosing one way or the other. So we'll have that today. I have a drinking segment today. Wonderful for Web Gems in our update on college beer consumption.
There you go.
I saw that tweet.
Yes. And the guy had to retract some of his original thoughts.
He did not have a complete vault of information.
Correct.
I think he was, angling for more details.
And I think he was a little, biased. Not biased, I think he just judged people.
Might have been sampling product, too.
Might have been sampling product. We'll have a nice conversation today about politics and sports.
Oh, I'm sure that'll go well.
I'm sure that will go really, really well. They tend to when we have these wide open things, Daniel. They tend to. But we'll start here. The Blazers snap a victory from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And boy, what the hell is going on? That's next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, that's right. You heard it from Kevin Calabro. 1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We're live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. I love this text. Arkansas Pine Bluff, the all-time winningest college football franchise on my 2009 EA Sports college football game.
Heck yeah, baby.
That's a winner right there. That's a winner right there. And speaking of winners, Blazers take down the Thunder, as you heard from Kevin Calabro, for the first time in 16 tries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the 17th try gets it done.
17th try got it done. If they had lost last night, they would have tied their record for most consecutive losses to a franchise. It's to the Celtics and the Lakers. They're both at 17.
Did you happen to look at our show sheet last night when you got home?
No.
Because I had to change it this morning, because at halftime I wrote, Blazers routed by OKC. Yeah. And I came in this morning, I was like, maybe nobody will notice this. I'll fix that.
I will say, I usually do have our show sheet up, but the internet was so bad in the arena last night, I had to close down anything that I wasn't using that second.
Really?
To keep up with stuff, yeah.
But a nice little dub. A nice little dub.
Great win, considering how that first quarter went. Good God, they got absolutely smoked. Through the first 5 minutes, they had five turnovers and one made shot. It was setting up to be a 50-point bludgeoning.
And that's what I expected. I mean, you look at some of these numbers, too. I know they were missing guys on Oklahoma City, but Shea played 38 minutes last night. You know, we talked yesterday, is he the most efficient player in the NBA if you can play 29 minutes and score 30 points? Last night, he played almost the entire game.
And
kind of had to once things got wild.
Tumani Kamara deserves a metric crap ton of credit.
Without a doubt. You think Shea looks at Tumani is like, I hate that guy.
Yeah, I know players do.
Yeah.
Not really, because he's
a nice guy.
No, no, no. The number of players, like high-end scores, all-stars that I have talked to over the last 2 years about Tumani, they all use a phrase that I cannot say on the radio, and it is the most complimentary phrase.
Yeah,
phrase
is it possible. Like a Bowen, Tony Allen kind of thing?
It's not. It's.
By the way, Tony Allen stepped in it.
Yeah. Well, he's a bleepity bleep.
Ah.
Like, and it's said with like a little bit of a smirk and like a head shake of
and
like
a really frustrated head shake.
Like, yeah, it's like that dude just is relentless, and look. Shea finishes with 35, 12 of 13 from the free throw line. He's 35, 9, and 4, but it's on 10 of 26.
Yeah, not a good shooting night.
The difficulty of shots that Shea had, and man, he hit some shots when they needed it. Good gravy. But when you make a guy work like that, that's what you do to stars. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to get theirs. They're going to find a way to get theirs. And the Blazers had their own version of that. Denny Avdia, man.
I mean, that's the real story of this. Denny was the guy. There were some cool clips about him kind of being a leader at the bench and mm-hmm. talking to, I think it was Tumani he was talking to, about kind of some things that need to be done, some kind of adjustments and things. That is the dude right now. dare I say, the best player on the Blazers?
It's not even dare I say. It's Denny's the best player on the Blazers. And
he's the most dynamic player by far.
Yeah, yeah. He makes the Blazers must-watch basketball because he plays with so much heart and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And
he can get his, and he can play make.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes I've been a little critical of him in the just driving to the basket. It is an entertaining brand of basketball. And what he was able to do last night pulled the Blazers out of that. And got them back into that game because it had blowout written all over it, and that team mustered it up. But I will say, if those 3-point shots don't fall, this team is toast.
Well, so for those that may have missed the game last night, Denny started the game out 0-11.
Not good.
0-11, but he finished the night with 16 free throws. And what he kept doing, you could see him. He was visibly frustrated. There was a couple sequences where he had some shots at the rim. His left hand just betrayed him last night. He missed like 3 left-handed finishes that badly. And it was like, dude, what happened there? But he had a couple more chances at the rim where he just kind of left it short, and you could see him just getting frustrated, but he didn't stop going. If you are a star in the NBA, there are nights that shots aren't going to fall, and you just have I mean, Shea was 10 of 26.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
struggles continue.
But if you have to find a way. Denny finishes the night, 26 points, 10 boards, 9 assists, 2 steals, and a block shot.
That's pretty good.
That's a hell of a night.
You're touching all aspects of the court that night. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, too, yesterday with Tiago and just seeing another day, another game without, you know, a Matisse Thybulle and how's this rotation going to look. You know, Duop Reith, the best 3-point shooter on the Blazers.
So last night,
Duop.
Splitter had another moment that I'm kind of filing away. So he goes to WAP a little bit early in the game.
They got
and
me all wet.
There you go. He paint a little bit of a picture if you're not aware of like what the dunker spot is. The dunker spot is a spot about 4 feet outside the paint on each side, even with the rim, so running the baseline. So if you're thinking about like Drew or Denny driving the rim and that big steps up to help, it's that little shovel pass that you throw underneath and guys are usually setting up there. Well, what is WAP? He's not a lob finisher. He's not a rim finisher. He's a three-point shooter. I think he's first or second in the NBA since he came into the league in 3-point attempt rate per 36 for bigs. It's like, it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Man gets threes up. Well, in this new offense, the five man for Portland is not a guy who's spacing to the corners all that often. So what Splitter does is he goes with a double big lineup, which is interesting considering what OKC was doing.
Well, I was kind of asking if he would ever go to that. I'm curious about it. And not just with the guys we have available now, but like, I'm curious about that with Young at some point.
I know he's
not ready, but those are the kind of things I'm interested in, is how big of a lineup can he go with?
It's not even a readiness thing. It's a move your feet thing.
Yeah.
Like, and WAP got put in positions where he got caught on SGA a couple times, and it was like, oop, this is going to go well. Because he's a five man. He is. But he goes with WAP at the four and Donovan at the five. And what this does is it allows Donovan to be the rim gravity guy and WAP to space the corners. And all, because what, it's the Lakers did it the best. They said pack the paint, make him shoot over the top. The game plan was very quickly from OKC was break the press, get into our stuff offensively, limit some possessions, but try to play quick. But on defense, we're going to pack the paint. We're going to gap. We are going to play underneath everything. We're going to make you shoot over the top. And the Blazers just threw up brick after brick after brick. Mm-hmm. So what do? You get a guy out there who's a consistent, reliable three-point shooter. You get him to space. You still have your rim gravity in Donovan. You're going to give up some things defensively, but you are struggling offensively. So you have to find something. And WAP hits three after three after three in that second quarter after just a god-awful first quarter. They come out there and they get it done and they outscore them by 12. It's a 36-24 second quarter, and then they had a 40-33 fourth quarter to finish. And in that fourth quarter, that's when the dude showed up.
And I think that's just I think even though it's a small sample size, there is something that I know is this team has effort and will play with effort every single night. That is something I know. Also a short sample size, but I still believe that this is a legit concern. The offense is a struggle, and I think with how great this defense is, it's going to be a fine needle to thread for Tiago on when giving up some defense, to your point on Duop Reith, when he's going to give up some defense to allow some more offense to come in. Because that's the challenge right now. Holiday had a great night last night shooting. He had a great night shooting, but Denny was rough in the first half. Now Denny turned it on in the end, and everything
is
fine. Well,
the fourth quarter was damn near perfect. As a team, they shot 13 of 16 from the floor, 6 of 7 from 3, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. But the only problem they had was that they had a handful of turnovers.
But there's only one guy shooting on this team that I know is going to get 18 to 20 a night, and it's Jeremy Grant.
Well,
and that's
Denny
a problem.
Will.
Denny will, maybe.
No,
what if last night continued the way it was going, you know?
I mean, that's the thing, is it didn't. He got to the... Getting to the free throw line and shooting what he did from the free throw line, that matters. That matters because in 82, that's... Everybody always wants to look at season. They want to look at season field goal percentage, season three-point percentage, season this, season this. Like, no, man, you got to find ways in certain nights, because there's going to be a night where Denny goes like 13 of 16 from the field. He's gonna counterbalance that. He's going to have some really, really, really good shooting nights.
Well, this is where the baseball guy will step in, dude. Basketball is the exact same way, dude.
Yeah.
It's a game of runs. Yeah. It's ebbs and flows. It's streaky. It's all that.
Guys are beat up.
Shooting a basketball, again, if you shoot a basketball and miss it 50% of the time, mm-hmm. you're in like the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You know, like,
yeah.
it is very, very hard game. And when you have situations like that, it's going to force you to be streaky. I think it's just, it's a topic that continues to get brought up with this team because the defense is so good.
Yeah.
That you're kind of like, well, where's that other side? If we just had that other side, we'd be exponentially better.
Well, that's the whole point. That's what I've been trying to say for coming into the season. They don't.
Yeah.
But Denny is playing at an all-star level.
He really is.
He legitimately is. And these guys last night, that fourth quarter was incredible. Denny was great, 4 of 5. Drew was 3 of 3. Tumani's 3 of 3. Together, those guys were all, 6 of 6 from 3. And they find a way to – I don't care how shorthanded they are. I don't care that Lou Dort and Chet and Caruso are out. The Blazers don't have Dame, Tease, Blake, Scoot. Like, they're short guys, too. Like, that's a real – like, they don't have guards right now. Like, that's a problem for them. So,
and I'm sure on the coaching staff, and a credit to them, because they knew, you know, still teams playing back-to-backs, mm-hmm. and they played the super late 8 p.m.
Yep.
or NBC Peacock game. They said, just if you keep your effort up, eventually, and you force them to play 48 minutes, eventually you'll have an opportunity to come back in this game. And then you saw it in the fourth quarter where – they kept moving the ball, they kept moving, kept their spacing, forced them to have to get, and that's where you saw eventually they got looks, they found their stroke, and they were able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a night-by-night thing, and I really hate that these four games, as we've talked about all week, coming off back-to-backs, I really can't wait to get out of this. Because it's so difficult sometimes to actually, like, Swag, you bring up a great point in terms of effort and just continue to wear these guys down and you'll get there. But what game have we seen that really shows this team so far? I don't think we've seen one yet.
I think every game is shown except for the Laker game.
Well, I just mean like this team at full strength. Now there's more injuries. And this team at full strength against another team at full strength. Again, we're a small sample size, but I haven't quite seen that without somebody saying, well, Matisse Thybulle's out or Luka Doncic is out.
You don't get that in any sport, though. You don't get that in the NFL. You don't get it in baseball. You don't get it in the NHL. That's the part of the deal.
Think about college basketball. I mean, especially for all the mid-majors that I see, you are getting around 50 to 60% roster turnover every year mm-hmm. with the portal. Your non-conference is essentially trying to figure out
who's
what your
play.
Rotation, who mm-hmm. can do what on a given night, so that when you get to conference play, you have an idea of who you can count on and what you can count on at both ends of the floor. And then hopefully you can develop it, master it, refine it, so when you get to the conference tournament, you give yourself a chance to get the postseason play. That's what college basketball has become, unless you are a true blue blood bringing in McDonald's All-Americans or the top D1 transfers every year.
If you're a Duke, a Florida.
And so in the NBA right now, you don't have to worry about, you know, identity or this, that, or the other thing. You do have 4 or 5 guys that you expect to be able to count on any given night not playing. So it's more about figuring out who can do what on any given night. Obviously, they've found Young is just not ready.
Yep.
So you get Reith in there and it's like, okay, he can do that. And there were going to be times that we are going to need him to come in mm-hmm. and knock down threes and crash the offensive glass. And so when I need it, I know I can call on it.
And that's been the interesting thing about Splitter so far, is he has like pushed some buttons. He has tried some things. Again, moving WAP to the 4 is that's not a like inside the box deal. It was like, okay, we need to have this rim protection because the Thunder are going to press and they're going to go to the rim.
It's also showing his faith in Donovan.
It's knowing that Donovan's going to do his job down there.
And that was the thing is, I know we're up against it, but Donovan hasn't been great this season.
I know. He's my guy. I watch him every single game. Every game, he's where my eyeballs go.
I need you to stop picking guys and picking teams because everything you pick just doesn't go well.
I love Shaedon Sharpe and Donovan Klingon.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. And, you know, the YouTube comments like, I like Splitter, but I don't like it because he pulls Shaedon. There's a reason Shaden's getting pulled, guys. It's not – Chauncey's not there, and it's still happening. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's a thing. He's being hunted. He's tired. His ankle's bothering him. He's inconsistent in when he chooses and how he chooses. Look at the brand new coach that is coming in and who he's trusting and when he's trusting them.
Right, right. Like, everything changes when that happens.
So it's just go with it until he proves otherwise.
Blazers take down the Thunder 121-119. They'll take on the Heat on Friday.
Who would five-game road trip?
Who wouldn't
Saturday?
Saturday. Who wouldn't like a nice little weekend in Miami?
Well, him, them, and Spoelstra both living in a hotel.
Ouch. Well, Spo's our guy, right, dude.
I love Spo.
Play off our pilot alum.
Look, Spo's our guy.
I love Spo.
It sounds like you hate Spo.
No, I love Spo.
That's it. Danny hates Shaedon Sharpe and Eric Spoelstra and Dante Moore. Yep. I did not forget that you hate Dante Moore. I did not forget that.
So much.
All right. When we come back, some musical chairs in the sports world. Does this get you going for any way, or is this just ruining things that already sucked? We'll get to that next, but first, shout out to the YouTubers, youtube.com/1051thefan. Thanks for joining us. Good morning to you all out there. I'm told we sound great today on the air from an audio quality. Shout out the engineers and everybody working hard.
Josh has been working furiously behind the scenes.
Figure out that Crazy Eye McGinley situation going on up there.
I mean, let's be honest. The old Crazy Eyes was probably back there just cutting wires and, you know, stitching them together.
Dude, those were the good old days.
Now, look, it's not a shot at him. The man got it done.
Yeah. Yeah. Reminds me of my dad.
You'd ask him something, he'd just kind of grumpily shake his head and I'll figure it out.
I've never seen a man vape indoors more than that man. Never in my life. Just ripping, dude. If he could have heaters in the building, he would never put one down.
Yeah.
He would never put one down.
He reminds me of a buddy I knew for a long, long time, man, who I've mentioned it on the show before a couple years ago. He used to smoke, or I think he still smokes, but he would put the cigarette butt in the back of his teeth. And that thing would never, he'd always have his hands free. But he would smoke with a cigarette butt in the back of his teeth.
That's wild.
Oh, dude, whole conversations, that thing just bouncing up and down the whole time. But he would ash it without ever needing to touch it. It was just the most insane thing so many people would meet him for the first time, through me or around me, and they're like, does that thing ever leave? And I'm like, nope. He's like, you'd watch him work on something, and it's just sitting there in the back of his teeth. Indoor, outdoor, didn't matter, man. It was there. Always.
Did you ever see Mauricio Sarri, the Italian coach?
Oh, yeah.
And his cigarette butts that he would chew on? That is the most disgusting thing I can think of. Well, they banned him from smoking on the sidelines, which is funny because they banned smoking on the sidelines in England decades ago, but in Italy it was only a few years ago that they banned it.
I was watching a Champions League match. We had it on the other day. There's fans in the stand, man, ripping darts.
You get Eastern European, dude, and they've got a pint of vodka on them and heaters for the next 2 hours.
They're just thrilled to do it.
Some musical chairs going on in the sports world. I'm curious if any of this gets your pants tied. Drew Brees leaving ESPN to go to Fox. Sounds like he's going to take Mark Sanchez's spot, which is open. It is currently available, I would think. I don't think they fired him, though, right?
No, well.
Is he just on legal process. Administrative leave?
The legal process.
Yeah. I'm interested to see Drew Brees on the call. I bet he's better than Tom's braids.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And doesn't look like a possessed Ken doll.
Yeah, well, I mean, Brees has been doing stuff for ESPN, just kind of filling in on the side here and there, making appearances. But he knows the game and listen to him talk. I like listening to Orlovsky. I do. There are guys that I really enjoy listening to talk. I have found that the guys that I love talking football the most are offensive linemen. Offensive linemen are my favorite guys.
What do you mean they're your favorite in the sense that they like to talk football?
How they talk about the game. Because the minutiae that goes into what they do, especially I love listening to Jason Kelce talk. when he's talking football, I love, like, it's not just his personality.
I was going to argue his personality also really helps, but more so than most offensive
linemen. But Whitworth is the same way.
Yeah, and that's
completely
true.
Completely different personality.
I love Whitworth.
But, like, offensive linemen, because of their roles and what they need to do and how they have to see the game, it is all-inclusive. You have to know every single, like, wide receivers, do they know what's going on? Yeah, of course, they're not dumb. Well, some of them are dumb. But
a lot of them are
dumb. But, like, you listen to wide receivers talk half the time, and you're just like, what are, like, think
about.
You
heard Plaxico Burress on his radio show? Rough listen.
Just listen to wide receivers talk about football a lot of times, and it's like, what did you just say? And it's just like, but you listen to offensive linemen, you listen to middle linebackers,
yeah,
and you listen to quarterbacks.
Yeah,
those are the three positions of guys that I want to hear the most because of their roles of what they do.
That's a good point. It's like you can talk to a chef about, you know, I use these locally foraged mushrooms and I use this, you know, this cut of beef that I got from this farm. Go talk to the prep cook.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Go talk to the prep cook and ask them, how is this going down? Yeah. We'll see.
How I picked out the mushrooms, what beef I grabbed and why, and how much fat was on it. And
exactly.
Like, it's all of the minutia.
I mean, how many offensive linemen don't even see the score on the play because they're like on the ground doing their job?
Yeah. Then they go run and pick up their quarterback and go, hey, good job, little man.
While the receiver who didn't catch the ball is like dancing to the end zone with the guy with the ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does Kenny the Jet going to morning shows with potentially Stephen A. Smith want to make you die?
Kenny loves money.
I love Kenny the Jet, dude.
Kenny loves money.
How long until Kenny the Jet realizes that that was a terrible idea? How long until Kenny the Jet Smith, who I love on Inside the NBA, probably the most underrated guy on the board, mostly because Ernie is Ernie, and then you've got the clowns on the sides. Yeah. How long until Kenny realizes that he doesn't love money that much?
I don't know. ESPN cut some pretty good checks.
Cut good checks. I saw him on the NBA countdown yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was pretty comfortable with Malone and Perk. And
I mean, he's always going to be great in a room.
Yeah.
What if he's got to sit on a morning show with Screamin' A, you know? Like, how long is that going to last?
He deals with Chuck and Shaq and has done it for 30 years.
But Chuck and Shaq are funny. And say real things. Yeah. That guy is not funny and says stupid things.
Well, that's the thing is, Kenny will probably go, that's stupid. How many times has he called Shaq or Chuck stupid? Like on TV?
Kenny? Twice a segment.
He'll get right into it.
Yeah.
The question will be what Stephen A. does. That'll be the question.
I love Kenny the Jet.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's good for him. If it's more of him and less of the others, great. But I just don't think that's going to be the reality. But yeah, there's a lot of bouncing around. And also, there's a lot of discussion now about who's going to get the next number one chair. Is it going to be Breeze? Is it going to be Greg Olsen?
It's got to be Greg Olsen.
I think so. I think Greg's great.
It's got to be Greg Olsen. Yeah. And that's, I think, why we're so critical of Tom's, is that he's just kind of plastic.
Well, I mean, it's like asking why isn't Michael Jordan a better owner? It's like, because he's the greatest of all time.
Well, yeah,
it's just different.
I just think if you're gonna be an announcer, like, be good at it. Nobody's watching the game because Tom Brady's on the call.
I mean, Patriots sickos are.
No, they're not.
They're out there.
Dusty Hara's not watching the game because Tom Brady's is on the call.
I'm talking dyed in the wool clam chowder for breakfast, New England Patriot fan. They have a shrine.
Wow.
They have their Catholic saints, and then right next to it is Tom Brady in a photo. Like, have you not seen?
Yeah, but he's on their premier game of the week.
Yeah.
But, like, we're watching that game no matter what. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather have Greg Olsen.
But I would too, but I'm saying that there's sicko Patriot fans that are.
Who else would get the one chair over him? Breeze? No way. I haven't heard Breeze do that.
I'm just saying, like, it's going to be.
Greg Olsen's tried and true.
He is. He's great at it.
Genius. That man's a genius.
Because I don't think Romo's going to get it.
Romo's already got it.
Different network.
Yeah.
Romo's already got the one chair on a different network. You know?
Like, we've never seen them change networks.
Sure. I'm a Romo guy, though.
He's fine.
I think he's silly. That's why I like him.
He's fine.
I don't know. What do you think, Jen?
Mm.
I love it.
But no, I, Give Olsen the one chair. I'm totally fine with that.
Speaking of Greg Olsen, his former team is the Carolina Panthers. Let's have a conversation about how to be a bad NFL team.
Ooh,
you want to do that?
Yeah.
The best way to be a bad
fan.
NFL team, and we will.
I am bathed in this, born in it. Are you kidding? I'm not born in it. I was born into one of the winningest franchise in professional sports until 2002.
We will chat about some Thursday night football tonight, but yeah, the best route to go to be a bad NFL team. I'll read you some stats on a current NFL coach that I think is going to get fired that will blow your mind. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll have a conversation that I'm sure will go swimmingly about politics being involved in sports. And I bring that up due to the ongoing situation at LSU, along with the Adam Silver appearing before Congress as well to answer some questions. We'll chat a little Thursday night football. Is this a get-right game for old Bo? And why on earth would you trade the best player on the planet? That'd be a real stupid thing. And we'll have web gems as well, so hang around for hour number deuce. But I wanted to kind of think about, I was laughing coming into today to kind of wrap my head around Denver Broncos and Raiders and like how I can get invested in this football game, because it's going to be a tough one to do. So I kind of started thinking, and I know, Danny, you are a fan of the Raiders, who do count as one of the bad teams in football. I think your bad teams in football that are kind of consistently bad, maybe not necessarily, but are bad, we'll just use this year for the sake of argument.
Sure.
Okay, we'll throw the Tennessee Titans in there, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Raiders, the Giants, the Panthers, for sake of conversation, I know they're 5-4, but for sake of conversation, the Saints and the Cardinals. Now, a lot of these teams have the same problem that they don't have a quarterback.
Yes.
Okay. Bengals specifically
are
really tough. But there are different routes you can go. I think Tennessee is okay being bad right now
because
they have a new quarterback, number one guy that they're trying to look for. The Raiders, I think, are actually in a great situation of being bad. They needed Pete to come in and be stable.
They just suck.
They needed an adult in the room. They just suck.
That's all. It's not dysfunction. It's not
They're rosterless.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Geno has been horrendous, but their offensive line outside of Colton Miller and JPJ is not good. Ashton Jeanty has nowhere to run because they're loading the box because their wide receiver core is non-existent, and they just traded away Jacoby Myers, who was their number one wide receiver, who should be a number three on most teams.
Mm-hmm. They're just bad.
Brock Bowers has missed, what, he missed 5 weeks, 6 weeks? But when he's been on the field, he's been the best tight end in the NFL by orders of magnitude. But it's just like, they're just not good.
They're just not good. You flip that over to a team like the Saints.
They're not good, and they're dysfunctional, and they're rudderless. They don't make any sense. There's right. nowhere to go.
You come out the gates with Spencer Rattler, despite drafting a quarterback in the second round, Tyler Shuck, who nobody knows why you drafted Tyler Shuck. You don't play him. I mean, they're finally playing him now, but you don't play him for weeks, even though Rattler is clearly not a guy. Mm-hmm. And every single draft board has you taking a quarterback. So, like, what are we doing there? The big one for me, honestly, is Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
You just don't like Zach Taylor.
I don't like Zach Taylor, and I think it's because I used to like Zach Taylor. Mm. Without Joe Burrow, now obviously that's a big deal. Joe Burrow's a top five quarterback in the NFL, and from a talent perspective, maybe a top five all time from talent.
Sure.
Like an Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Oh, we have that combo with Aaron Rodgers. Zach Taylor is 9-28 without Joe Burrow.
Well, the downside of that is that there's 37 games without Joe Burrow.
That's the truth. That is a winning percentage of .243. Only four qualified coaches in NFL history have a worse winning percentage mm-hmm. than that. And they are Burt Bell, Hugh Jackson, Steve Spagnuolo, and Gus Bradley. Notable coaches that have more wins than Zach Taylor without Joe Burrow are John McKay, who started 0-26 with the Bucs, mm-hmm. Pat Shurmur, Lane Kiffin, Jim Schwartz, Nathaniel Hackett, and Matt Patricia.
I really hate how many Raiders coaches are on that list.
There was a lot on there.
There was a lot of Raiders coaches in the last 20 years on that list. That
Sorry, buddy.
Tough.
Sorry, buddy.
I was like, yep, Raiders, yep, Raiders, yep, okay. Raiders.
Hugh Jackson, yep, that's
yep,
Raiders.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin, oops, yep, yep.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep.
And I think that's just part of them being a bad organization, that you are a quarterback away from hiding all of your faults. Look how much.
But that's also, that's front office though, too, and ownership.
Agreed.
Like
agreed.
That's where that comes from.
Look at how much we bash on Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've said it multiple times. I think nobody really disagrees with you. I've kind of fallen in love with the kid. Like, I want him to be good.
Look, I don't think he's a bad guy.
But you're not wrong. No. Like, anything anybody says about Bryce Young, they're not wrong. But I just find myself trying to, like, root for the little engine that could.
You really do like things that aren't good.
Well, I'm a hopeless romantic, Danny. A hopeless romantic. Look no further. The Carolina Panthers are 5-4. Okay, that's a quote-unquote bad team.
Through
are
some
they not?
Sort of just pure unadulterated magic.
Because what happens is sometimes you get in a group of coaches or a front office that actually start doing their job.
Well, also, real quick, their wins are against the Falcons, Cowboys, Jets, and then that weird game against the Packers.
I don't care, man. Those are W's.
Well, somebody has to win those games.
Guess who's not winning those games? The Jets, the Dolphins, the Saints, the Cowboys. There's different levels of being bad, and I think,
with the exception of the Falcons game, which they won 30-0, which made absolutely zero sense, right. I still hate them for that win. They beat the Dolphins, who were a tire fire by a field goal. They beat the Cowboys, who were a tire fire by a field goal. They beat the Jets in a 13-6 game, and they beat the Packers 16-13 because Jordan Love forgot how to quarterback.
But if you are a bad NFL team, I would rather just be bad.
Oh, than be in the mediocre because you...
Who would you rather have as a quarterback, Geno Smith or Tua? The answer is Tua. Don't kid yourself.
I had to think
Tua's
about
got
it.
Issues.
Well, no, I had to
Tua's
think
got issues, yeah. But I would rather have Tua than Geno by far. I'd rather be the Raiders bad than the Dolphins bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'd rather just be bad.
Not only that, the roster composition, the salaries and the commitments and all those things, like the Raiders have a pretty clean slate.
And I think the Dolphins have more talent than the Raiders do.
Which is kind of weird.
But where does it start? Mm-hmm. Ownership, GM fired, dead man walking at the head coach. Being bad, man, there are different ways to be bad. There aren't many different ways to be good. Mm. Good teams are just good.
Yeah.
But boy, there are ways to be bad. And I feel for all of you out there. Also, go Bryce Young.
Ugh, weirdo.
Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm currently watching Paramount Plus right now. Sprague's Nottingham Forest taking on a team that I've never heard of that used to play in a stadium called Arnold Schwarzenegger Stadium. We come back. Hour number deuce rolls along. Politics and sports. Where's the fine line? 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.